Okay, today we are going to learn Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We are in Mesachas Sukkah. We are already holding four lines into the page at Keman Ozla Haditanya. So, who does the following, or Haditanan, who does the following Mishnah follow? Nesachim Betchi Lamalim. From the very time that they were Makdish, the Nesachim, until they would be Menasechit, there's a Din of Me'ila, that anyone who gets Hana from it, Beshogeg, would have to bring a Karban, because it's Kadshe Gavoa. Yardu L'shisin, Ein Malim Behen. Once it went down into the Shisin, so then there's no more Mi'ila. Lema Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadoki. Maybe that's following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok, who holds that the Nesachim go into the Lul between the Kevish and the Mizbeach, and it gathers up there, and you can go down there to gather it up. So that's why you could talk about Mi'ila, because you still have access to it. The Rabbanan, Hanachtu Lul Tom. If you hold like the Rabbanan, they're gone. They're all the way down at the core of the earth. What do you mean Mi'ila? So it says, no, Afilutem Rabbanan. No, maybe we're talking, we could even say that it's talking like the Rabbanan, and we're talking about in a case where you put a kli there that caught the Nesachim before they went down to the core of the earth. So that's what we want to know. Is there still Mi'ila after the Nisuch? The Gemara brings an Ikad army that holds that Adrabba. This Mishnah follows the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. The Ikad army, Lema Rabbanan, he below Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. It has to be the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Dear Rabbi Elazar, if you assume it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, they should still be b'kedushasam, because the fact that you have to burn them, you should learn that the kedusha is still on them. So why wouldn't there be Mi'ila? Of course there would be Mi'ila. So that's what the Gemara says. No, Hafilu Tim Rabbi Elazar could even be going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, that Nesachim requires Sreifa, but in L'chadavah Shnasim Mitzvah, so Malinbo. Once you did your mitzvah that you're supposed to do with it by pouring it there, then it shouldn't be subject to Mi'ila anymore. So the Gemara brings a Memra with regard to Nisach Chayayin, that even though we learn from the pasuk of Bekodesh Haseich Nesach Sheichel Hashem, Amar Ish Lakish Bizman, meaning that's also derived from the pasuk of Bekodesh Haseich Nesach Sheichel Hashem, Amar Ish Lakish Bizman She Menaschin Yain Al Gabi Mizbeach, when there would be Menasich wine on the Mizbeach, they would close up the shisin that the Nesachim would go through in order that it would look like the wine is like filling up the whole thing. My mashma, how is that a kiyum of that pasuk? Where do you see that from that pasuk? So, meaning, where do you see from that pasuk that they would close up the hole so that it would look like the mizbeach is overflowing with wine? Amar Rav Papa, sheicher lashon shasia, lashon sevia, lashon shichrus. Sheicher implies a lot of different things. So, the mizbeach should look like it's satiated. It's a lashon of sevia, it's a lashon of shichrus if it's already drunk, and therefore it's overflowing. Amar Rav Papa, shmamina. That when a person is satisfied with wine, it's from his throat that is full of swallowing all that wine. That by nisachayin also, it's a shechar, which is also of svia, because it's as if his goron, as if his throat is full. So because of this maskana, that svia of wine is by filling up the throat, the Gemara brings Rava's direction to a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have a lot of wine, and what he does with the Koshal Bracha. If you have a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have much wine, Ligma Gemue, he should take big gulps, and by doing that, he will become more satisfied from the wine that he has. Rava Akasa de Brachasa Agma Gemue. Rava used to drink a Koshal Bracha in large gulps. The Gemara brings two drashas on the Pasuk from Shir Hashirim, Mayafu Pa Mayach Mana Olam Basan Adiv Chamuki Rechayach Kamochala. So Darash Rava, what does the pasuk mean when it says Mayafu pa amayich pana olim bas nediv, Mayafu pa mosein shal Yisrael b'shasha olim l'regel? How wonderful are the footsteps of the Jewish people when they're olim l'regel? Bas nediv, bito shal Avram Avinu shenikra nediv, the daughter of Avram Avinu, who's called the nediv because he had the nedivus halev to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemer nedivei amin esafu amelukei Avraham, that pegerim from all the other nations and all the other languages gather together under the Kanfei Ashchina and join the Elokei Avram to mekabel the old mitzvos. So the Gemara says, Elokei Avram, the Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, is he only the God of Abraham, not the God of Isaac and Jacob? Elokei Avram, Shahayat Chila Lagerim. It's Elokei Avram because he was the first one to become a ger, so to speak. Tanu de Beir Rav Anan, Maidich Siv Chamukei Reichayich. What does the pasuk mean when it says Chamukei Yireichayich? You know, the pasuk says Kmo Chaloyim Masei Deaman. So it's darshan Kmo Chaloyim, like the luchos that were made of Avanim Tovos and our Masei Deaman, or the Masei Adayim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ki Yareich. Why are the Divrei Torah like a Yareich, like a thigh? Lomar lecha, to tell you, my yarech b'seser, after v'retorah b'seser, just like the yarech, the thigh, is in secret, so too the v'retorah are in secret. That's chamuche yarechayich, meaning one covers up the thigh. It's not sneus to leave the thighs exposed. So kavra Torah should be b'tzino also, not to be in a public place, on public display. V'ayinu damar b'lazer, maiduch siv, higiducha adam atov, v'ma Hashem dorish mimcha, ki masos mishpat, v'avas chesed, v'atznei alecha simelekecha. Asos mishpat, what does Hashem want from you? He wants asos mishpat, zadim. That's to be done, dine Torah. V'avas chesed, zug milas chesedim, v'atznei alecha simelekecha, zu otzos hames v'achnos kal v'chupa. That's taking care of the dead, being machnas kal v'chupa. That's a lesson of halicha, tov l'leches l'beis avim, l'leches l'beis mishpat. The Pasuk in Kohelet tells us. So the Pasuk is teaching us that even when you're doing such public type things, you should do it b'tznius and not to be mefarsim the expenses that you paid to help Nebuch a poor Kala or to take care of a kvura of someone whose family couldn't afford it. Things that are normally very public events, weddings, funerals, still you have to do it b'tznius. Things that you do b'tzina, alachas kama v'kama, things that normally are done b'tzina, all the more so we have to be extra sensitive to the sense of tzina that's necessary when doing these things. So says the Gemara, once we mention mitzvah of gemilas chasadim and tzedakah, so the Gemara is going to talk about the great milos and the difference between gemilas chasadim and tzedakah. Amar Reb Elazar, gadol ha'osa tzedakah yosar mikol ha'kabanos, shnemar asot tzedakah Umishbat Nivchar LaHashem Izavach. Tzedakah is greater than all of the Karbanos we learned from that pasuk. Farmer Blazer, Gedol Gemilas Chasadim Yosef in Tzedakah. As great as Tzedakah is, Gemilas Chasadim is even greater. Shemar Zira Lechem LeTzedakah Kitzru Lefi Chesed. The pasuk calls Tzedakah like Zria, and Chesed is like Ktzira. Ktzira, the harvesting, is obviously more joyous than the Zria. Im Adam Zareya Safik Ochel Safik Eino Ochel. Because if a person plants, he doesn't know if he's going to get to eat. Any number of things could happen after the planting, before the harvest. But Adam Kotzer, Vade Ochel. If you're already harvesting, then you know you're going to get to eat. Vamar Blazer, Ein Tzedakah Mishtalemes, Elefi Chesed Shabbat. A person gets rewarded for the Tzedakah based on the amount of Chesed involved in giving the Tzedakah. Shnemer, zero lechem letzedakah, kitzru lefi chesed, that you'll plant the tzedakah, but you're only going to harvest the reward based on the amount of chesed in that tzedakah. Tanu Rabbanan, b'shlosh dvarim gedol l'gemilas chesedim yosem in tzedakah. There are three ways that chesed is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah b'mamono. First of all, tzedakah is only with your money. Gemilas chesedim bein begufo, bein b'mamono. Gemilas chesed is both with your body and with your money. Tzedakah l'aniyim. Gemilas chesedim bein l'aniyim, bein l'ashirim. Tzedakah is only for the poor. Gemilas chesedim are both for the poor and the rich. Tzedakah l'chaim. Tzedakah is for people who are alive. That Gemilas chesedim bein l'chaim bein l'mesim. Gemilas chesedim applies to both living and dead. Va'amar blazer. Kolosa tzedakah mishpat ki l'mili kololam kolo chesed. Anyone who does tzedakah mishpat, it's as if he fills the world entirely with chesed. Shnemar, oiv tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. So someone who loves to do tzedakah and mishpat causes the chesed of Hashem to fill the whole world. Shema tomer kalaba likpots kofet. You might say that anyone who wants to do tzedakah and chesed, Hashem will give him the ability to, and he'll give him people that are deserving of it and are rightly to receive tzedakah. Tamalom mayokar chastacha elokim. That you have to pay attention and to look for it, because it's not always available to you to find the right people to give to. Yachol af yirei shemayim kein. You might think that yirei shemayim also have to look very hard to find the proper recipients of the tzedakah. Tamlom Rav Chesed Hashem Eolam Yadolam al Yireyav. That Misafek, the Hashem will will always do chesed, not misaveh, Hashem will always give the Yerayim the proper type of chesed to be able to do. So if you're giving tzedakah and you yourself are Yerei Shemayim, you can be sure that Hashem is going to send you the right kinds of people. Once we mention Yerei Shemayim, the Gemara brings another Memra related to that. That's from the same pasuk. Amar Rabbi Chaim bar Papa, kol adam sheyesh alav chein v'yadua shu Yerei Shemayim. Anyone who has a certain amount of chein, we know that such a person is Yerei Shemayim. Shneimar chesed Hashem me'olam yadolam al yireyav. What do we learn from the pasuk describing Knesset Yisrael as Pia Pascha v'Chachma and Saras Chesed al Shona? Is there some Torah that's Torah of Chesed, another Torah that's Torah that's not of Chesed? Ela Torah Lishma Zui Torah Shel Chesed. Torah Lishma is Torah Shel Chesed. Shelo Lishma Zui Torah Shel Eino Shel Chesed. But Torah Shelo Lishma is considered Torah that's not of Chesed. Ikadamri Torah Lelamda Zui Torah Shel Chesed. When you learn Torah with the intention to then teach it, that's Torah Shel Chesed. Shelo Lelamda Zui Torah Shel Eino Shel Chesed. But if it's not to teach it to others, then that's considered Torah that's Eino Shel Chesed, that is not a Torah of Chesed. So let's do a whole bunch of main points over here on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We're going to stop over there as far as the Gemara is concerned. Let's do a whole bunch of main points. So first of all, we have the suggestion that Nesachim are Yordan Lashisim are Ein Mol in Behen, meaning that the suggesting that there's no Me'ila on the Nesachim that already went through the Shisin could be like the Rabbanan in cases where it was caught before descending to the Tahom. Or it could be like Rav Lezer Ben Tzadik, and since Nasas Mitzvaso, even though there's a Chiv Sreifa, there's no more Me'ila. Right? Because remember, we had two possibilities when we first heard that there's no Me'ila on it. So one version of it thought that that must be going like Rav Lezer Ben Tzadik. The other version thought, no, it must be going like Rabbanan. And we justified it in both directions. Next main point. If one wants to fill himself up with wine, you should take big gulps and not greater volume of wine. So if you don't have much, you could take a big gulp, and that way that will fill you up better than just drinking more. Third, Avram is called a Nadiv because he's the one that recognized God first. Main point number four, Divrei Torah should be Betzina. We learn from Hachnasas Hameis V'Altzas Kala Kal V'Chomer that those are normally public events in their Betzina, so that which is normally private all the more so should be Betzina. Main point number five, three statements of Reb Lazar about tzedakah. A, that it's better than all the Karbanos. B, that Kamilas Chasadim is better than it, right? Kamilas Chasadim is better than tzedakah. And C, you're awarded for tzedakah based on the effort that was involved, based on how much chesed went into your tzedakah. Main point number six, three ways that chesed is better than tzedakah. A, it's not just with your money, it's with your guf also. B, it's even done with rich people, not just with poor people. And C, it's even done with dead people, not just with live people. And main point number seven, a lot of main points here. Last main point number seven, Torah shel chesed is either Torah l'shma or Torah l'lamda. The unique status of Torah Shel Chesed is either reserved for that which is Torah Lishma or that which is Torah Lilamda, Torah with the intention of being Melamed to other people. Okay, so we'll finish Mem Tes Amud Beis with that, and Be'ez Hashem, next time when we do Daf Nun Amud Aleph, we will finish the fourth parak and be ready to move on to the final parak of Maseches Sukkah.